वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हैतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले सुमते जय कृते वसुमहे। सो टुडे इज मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस डे बिकॉज फ्रॉम टुडे द दामोदर व्रत स्टार्ट्स। सो वी chanted Damodarashtakam is compiled spoken by Satyavrata Muni in conversation with Narad Muni and Shaunak Rishi. And here is explaining the beautiful event that took place in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. So this verse is saying, Rudantam Muhurnetra Yugmam Rijantam Karambhuja Yugmena Satanka Netram Muhurshwasakampa Tirakanka Kantha Sthitagriva Kraivam Damodaram Bhakti Bhajam. So he is explaining about a very beautiful mood of Krishna, that how Krishna becomes so scared upon seeing his mother's weeping stick in her hand. He started to cry and rub his eyes again and again with two lotus hands. His eyes are fearful and his breathing quick. And as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he severed in fright and his pearl necklace shook to the Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who is bound with his devotee's love. I offer my humble obeisances. So this pastime occurred in this month on Diwali day, Deepavali. That day, early morning, so Mother Yashoda, she is churning butter and Krishna is taking rest. Mother Yashoda is very quickly churning butter because she is worried if it will be late, the nice butter will not come from yogurt. That's why she is worried, she wants that Krishna should sleep little more, for more time, so that she can finish her preparing this butter. Otherwise, once Krishna gets up, means he will start to disturb her. So very intensely, Mother Yashoda, because she is very expert in making butter. Mother Yashoda loves so much Krishna. Even if she has so many maid servants, she would not allow them to make butter for Krishna. She would specifically take care of the cows that produce very nice milk. And she would milk the cows, and she would herself make butter because she is very expert in making butter. And she would do it thinking that if I make nice butter, I offer to Lord Narayan, so the Narayan will become happy and he will bless my son, so my son will be protected. And she would think also, every day all the cowherd ladies would come and complain Mother Yashoda that your son is going stealing butter from our house. So Mother Yashoda is thinking, if I make nice tasty butter, and my son will take, Krishna will take this tasty butter, then he will not be tempted to go out to steal from others' house. So in this very carefully, with lot of attention, Mother Yashoda churning butter, and at the same time, she is singing different songs glorifying Krishna's activities that she herself has composed. Because for Brajavasi, it's so unbearable not to have darshan of Lord Krishna. So whenever they can't see Krishna in separation from Krishna. So they would just sing songs describing different pastimes of Krishna. So all Brajavasis, ladies, they would have composed their own songs, and Mother Yashoda also composed her own song. So she is churning butter and singing that song she has composed. So very early morning, Krishna was taking rest, baby Krishna, he woke up. Today little early he woke up. And Mother Yashoda saw Krishna is approaching. Mother Yashoda was churning butter in the courtyard. So Krishna woke up and crawling on the ground. And Krishna is very hungry now. He is so hungry, with little tears in his eyes, showing his hunger. He is approaching Mother Yashoda. And when Krishna came close to Mother Yashoda, so he cut hold of that churning rod, pressing her, that you must stop this now. No? Now it's time for me to drink milk. So Mother Yashoda, though she is disturbed in her churning butter, but she is feeling so happy, oh, my baby has become so strong now. He is so clever. He can stop me churning butter also. So in this way, Krishna is very strongly holding this churning rod, then Mother Yashoda stopped. Then Krishna, he is not waiting that Mother Yashoda will pick me up, put on her lap, because her lap is the most affectionate place for Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is like his land. So he just simply climbed into Mother Yashoda's lap. And Mother Yashoda, when she saw Krishna approaching, and she had so much affection towards Krishna, motherly affection, just by seeing Krishna coming to her, expecting to drink her milk, so much milk profusely coming out of her breast, her blouse, sari, everything got soaked with milk. Then when finally Krishna went to her lap, and he was drinking milk, and so much milk coming out of her breast, he can't drink everything. So the milk would drip out of his mouth, on his cheek, so white milk. And Mother Yashoda would enjoy so much looking his beautiful face and feeding Krishna milk. So in the meantime, what happened? Mother Yashoda saw, so there is a pot of milk was kept in the oven. So Mother Yashoda saw, this milk is overflowing because too much heat. So immediately she kept Krishna on the floor and ran there to the oven to protect that milk. And when Krishna saw like this, he became very dissatisfied because he has not drink milk of his heart content, and Mother Yashoda left him on the ground like this. She was very dissatisfied. So these are some anomalies we can find with Krishna in this pastime. First anomaly, that how is the opposite to the quality of Parambrahma. So when Krishna woke up early morning, so he is very hungry. Hungry, but actually Parambrahma is Atmaram. Atmaram means self-satisfied. He does not depend upon anything else. He is always ever self-satisfied. Atmarama means he is satisfied with the self. Just like we are sitting very morose. If somebody brings a nice rasagala in front of us, immediately we feel happy. Because we are not Atmarama, we are Rasagala Rama. So we see rasagala, we feel happy. But for Parambrahma, and he doesn't depend upon anything to be happy. But here Krishna, even if he is Atmarama, he is feeling very hungry. Then, when Mother Yashoda left Krishna, when he had not drank milk of the heart content, now he is feeling very dissatisfied. So this is another anomaly with Krishna's behavior, that Parambrahma means his aptakama. Aptakama means that all his desires have been satisfied. But if Krishna is Parambrahma, how his desire is not satisfied? He is feeling dissatisfied. And Mother Yashoda, she ran to protect milk and left Krishna on the floor, ground. So somebody may ask, how is it possible? Mother Jasoda, she loves Krishna so much. And Mother Jasoda, little bit milks overflowing, splitting from the pot, what a big deal. She had no lack of milk. Know how many cows Mother Nanda Maharaj had? 900,000 cows. So much milk. If you go now to Vrindavan, Nandagaram, the Pandas, they'll take you to the top of the terrace and they'll show you one big pond. And they said, this is the pond Mother Jasoda used to keep her butter there. She used to preserve her butter there. I think if she preserves her butter, then where she is keeping the milk then? To have butter of whole pond, then milk she must have some big leg somewhere. The point is, one who had so much milk, how can she drop, just throw her, put her so much beloved son on the ground and just run to protect little milk? So the reason she was running there, for higher purpose, to give. This is the Anukulyana Krishnanusilanam. This is not, Krishna is not satisfied. He is dissatisfied with Mother Jasoda. Why he left me here? So on the other side we see, when Mustika and Chanur, Krishna was taken for Dhanushyagya by Akrura to Mathura, then Mustika and Chanur, they are fighting with Krishna. When Mustika and Chanur are fighting with Krishna, so Krishna was giving punches to Mustika and Chanur, heavy punches. But when you are having wrestling, Mustika Chanur must be giving one or two punches to Krishna, definitely. So when Krishna gets one punch, what happens? He feels pain. Ah, you're beating too much to me. He doesn't feel pain. Rather, he enjoys. That's why, Lord, he doesn't get chance in Vaikuntha to wrestle with anybody. That's why he comes to this material world, so that he can do wrestling. So in this way, by doing this wrestling, Mustika Chanur, they are pleasing Krishna. And Mother Jasoda displeasing Krishna. Because she left, now Krishna is displeased. So who is devotee? Mother Jasoda not displeasing, she is devotee. Or Mustika Chanur are pleasing their devotee. Who is devotee? Mother Jasoda? Both are devotees? Mustika Chanur are not devotee. Because even if they are pleasing Krishna, but they are doing with an unfavorable mood. That's why saying, Anukulyana Krishna Anusilanam. Whatever you do to Krishna, he is Anandang Brahma. Even if you throw an arrow to him, it will turn into flower when it reaches his body. He always enjoys. Everything is Ananda. You give a ghusi, give a punch to him, he gets Ananda. Whatever you do, he gets Ananda. But the mood is different. Mustika Chanur, they had unfavorable mood. But Mother Jasoda had a favorable mood. Even if Krishna was not satisfied, but Mother Jasoda's internal mood was, if all this milk will split out, fall out, then what my Krishna will drink? This is special milk I have made for him. So she had higher purpose. And she is worried now, this my small boy, he doesn't understand anything. I have to protect my house nicely, my property nicely, so that my son can inherit all these things. If I don't teach my son how to protect things, then my son may become hippie, loafer. So I have to make him a nice human being. So Mother Jasoda is worried for higher purpose. So she is going to protect milk. Then when Mother Jasoda left, Krishna did not only become dissatisfied, he became very angry also. Why she left me here like this? And she becomes so angry. So when the kids, babies, they become angry, how they can retaliate? The only way they can retaliate to make their parents more angry. When the parents will become angry, they feel very happy. Okay. They have to make angry, so then they'll go and damage different things. And baby Krishna wanted to damage something. So he found one grinding stone. But he's so intelligent. He's thinking, if I smash with making big sound, my mother will hurt and she'll know that I am doing this. So he took that piece of stone and from the bottom, he hit that pot, and he hit the pot, then he saw the whole pot broke into pieces. Then all the butter, everything, the buttermilk, everything split all over the ground. Then after seeing that, now Krishna is very scared. Now the pot is broken. Now my mother will come, then I will get good medicine now. So he got so scared. So he ran away from there. So he left the place, then after Mother Jasoda subduing the milk on the pot, then she came back. And when she came back, she saw the pot is broken. Then she thought, who did this? But very quickly she understood who did this, because she knows the best the nature of Krishna. So then she saw Krishna is not there. So that confirmed that this boy must have done. So she got very worried. This boy becoming so naughty, what to do? No, I must get today and give him a good lesson today. So how to find this boy has run away? But always the thieves, though they are very cleverly, they steal. But some symptoms, some mark they leave behind for police to catch them. Then when Krishna broke this butter pot, then it split all over the ground, all over the floor. Then Krishna was walking on top of this now. So he did not know that when he was walking on top of all this splitting butter and buttermilk. So when he was walking, so his footprint was there. So Mother Yashoda could easily understand that where he had gone. Then following Krishna's footprint, so he reached at the room where Krishna was. So Krishna, after breaking this butter pot, still he was not satisfied. So he was thinking to destroy some more things in his house. So he went inside the house, and there he's stealing butter. And stealing butter and throwing here, there, feeding to monkey, so that Mother Yashoda will become more angry. So when he's doing this, he's very careful also. Satanka netra, who's very, atanka means very fearful eye. He's looking this side, that side. Maybe Mother Yashoda will pursue me. And that time he's not only looking through his eyes, he's looking through his ear also. Because through eyes you can see somebody come in front of you. And through your ear you can see before she appears. So by her, some sound she will make. So Krishna both ear and eyes he's using. So if she get little hints that Mother Yashoda approaching, immediately he will escape from there. But Mother Yashoda also very expert to catch the thief. So she knows if I make some sound then Krishna will run away. So Mother Yashoda going very slowly. And hiding a stick, she is holding a stick and holding a stick behind her. And Krishna, then finally Krishna saw Mother Yashoda is looking like this. Krishna saw her face. Then immediately he got so scared. He jumped out, he is standing on top of a raised platform. He jumped from there and from the back door he ran away. And when he is running and Mother Yashoda, she started also to chase Krishna. So see, here is another anomaly. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Lakshmipati. Though he is Lakshmipati, how he is stealing butter from Mother Yashoda's house. And Krishna is running, and Mother Yashoda chasing. And Krishna runs very fast. Mother Yashoda, she was a little fat lady. It is difficult for her to run. But still, she was running, very fast running. So just about to catch Krishna, just about behind him, but she was not able to catch him. Then at one, then Krishna was running very fast, and now he is thinking, wow, if today I will get caught, I will finish. She will be really heavy on us today, because she has a stick in her hand. So Krishna is thinking, how I can protect myself today? So Krishna is running to the front gate, main gate, Singhadwar. So he is thinking, then Singhadwar men get so many people, the outside people they are walking. And if I run there, even if Mother Yashoda will catch me, in front of so many people she will not beat me, she will feel embarrassed. That's why Krishna is running to the Singhadwar men get. Running, both are running, Mother Yashoda is chasing. And Mother Yashoda is not able to catch Krishna for a long time. And finally Krishna thought, let me see how far she is behind me. When he just stood little bit and looking backside, then he found Mother Yashoda just behind him. And Mother Yashoda got hold of his right hand. Now Krishna is so scared. He's trembling. And he is shedding tears. So Krishna is crying. And Krishna is thinking, because always Mother Yashoda gets on Krishna's case. Then Krishna, he cries, then Mother Yashoda takes her sari and wipe his tears. So Krishna is waiting for some time. Definitely Mother Yashoda will wipe my tears. Today Mother Yashoda is not wiping his tears. Then Krishna is thinking, oh, today's case is very serious. She is not wiping my eyes anymore. So Krishna is taking his own hand. And that is, Rudantam Muhurnetra Jugmam Rudantam Karambhuja Jugmana Satanganetra. Rudantam is rubbing his eyes. Because Mother Yashoda is not wiping, so he himself is rubbing. And is rubbing so that more tears will come. And more tears will come, then Mother Yashoda will become really compassion. Satanganetra. Satanganetra means eyes. Atanka means very much feared, afraid of. Sa Atanka. He's very much afraid of. And looking Mother Yashoda like this. And so scared. And Mother Yashoda holding his right hand. And Krishna is looking Mother Yashoda like this. And saying, oh Mother Yashoda, please, today you spare me. I will never do like this. I will never steal. I will never destroy anything. Today you please spare me. Then Mother Yashoda saying, oh, she is showing her stick. Oh, you are so scared. If you are so scared now, why you are doing nonsense like this? Now you have become a monkey. You are always playing with monkey, distributing butter to monkey and working like monkey. Then Krishna saying, I have a monkey. Okay, if I have a monkey, then you let me go. I will go to forest, stay with monkeys then. I will not stay with you anymore. I will go stay with monkey. Then Mother Yashoda and Krishna also very so much afraid of that. He is so much approaching in so humble way, requesting Mother Yashoda, please, you spare me today. Please don't get on my case. Don't beat me. And Mother Yashoda is thinking, my boy is so scared. Something may happen to him. Just like in our house, sometimes the mother get angry and slap the baby. And baby start to cry, like this, and mother get very worried, something will happen, my baby. Immediately start to pass away, no, everything is okay, get cooled down. So Mother Yashoda is thinking, my boy is so scared now. Maybe he will run away to forest, he may do something. So Mother Yashoda, in order to pacify Krishna, to reduce his fear, she threw her stick from her hand. When Krishna saw this, she has thrown the stick, she got a little bit of life back. Wow, at least, she has thrown the stick. But Mother Yashoda is very worried. She threw the stick, but she is worried. She is thinking, this boy, if I don't give some punishment to him, so he will become a hippie, he will not become a good human being. This is my duty. I am his mother. Otherwise he doesn't know how to protect the things. He is destroying everything. So something I must do to him. So what I should do? So she is thinking, I should bind her in a rope today, so that he will get some punishment in this way. So Mother Yashoda saying, you are getting so scared now, so today I will give you a good punishment. I will bind you in the rope. I will hide your ball and everything, so that you cannot go to play with your friends today. In this way I will punish you today. So Krishna is crying, and our Acharya is saying, so don't think Krishna is doing a drama. Krishna knows falsely he is crying. No, he is really scared from the core of his heart. He is not doing a drama. He is saying, who does drama? Where there are some audience, people, they do drama. But in courtyard of Mother Yashoda, there is no audience. So why Krishna will do drama? He is not doing drama. He is revealing this mood from the core of his heart. He is really scared. He is really hungry. He is really angry. He is really dissatisfied. He is really stealing, running away with fear. So all these anomalies in Krishna, then how he can become Parambrahma? So Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti, they both are justifying. How is it possible this quality is manifesting within Supreme Personality of Godhead? So they are saying that Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, je jathamang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamiham. As one surrenders unto me, so accordingly I will reciprocate to him. So in this way, the devotees, he reciprocates to devotees accordingly. So what is the devotee's mood? The devotee's mood is Krishna is mind. Devotee, Krishna has two kinds of devotee. One kind of devotee, their mood is tadiyata bhav. Tadiyata bhav means, oh Krishna, I am your. You take care of me. You protect me. I surrendered unto you. You protect me. This is tadiyata bhav. So Krishna also reciprocates them accordingly. He takes care of them. He protects them. Then another group of devotees, there is madhyata bhav. They don't say, oh Krishna, I am yours, you protect me, take care of me. Rather they say, oh Krishna, you are mine, I have to protect you. So Mother Yashoda is worried, if I don't feed Krishna, who will take, how Krishna will survive? She is thinking Krishna will die, Krishna will become very skinny. So Krishna is reciprocate accordingly, because Mother Yashoda's mood, mamata, Krishna is mine. So the intensity of love increases. When the mamata is mine, this mood increases. So more the mood of devotee is intensified, thinking, oh Krishna, you are mine. So Krishna has to reciprocate accordingly. So that's why all this transcendental hunger has to be created within him to reciprocate with Mother Yashoda's mood. Mother Yashoda's mood is, oh, my boy becoming very hungry. I have to feed my boy, otherwise he will not survive, he will die. So even if Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never becomes hungry, but now he has to become hungry to reciprocate his Mother Yashoda's mood, because je jatha mang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamyo. That's why he is becoming angry, he is becoming naughty. All these qualities manifesting within Krishna, even if he is Param Brahman, just to give pleasure to Mother Yashoda, because that is what he has promised. Je jatha mang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamyo. As one surrender unto me, accordingly I will reciprocate. That's why in this way our acharyas are justifying how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is exhibiting all these things to reciprocate with his devotee, so the devotee can enjoy and he also enjoy. Then finally when he got caught by Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda is thinking, I must bind this boy with a rope. So Mother Yashoda then went, she got one rope and she bound Krishna. When she bound Krishna with a grinding motor, then when she was going to put knot, she found the two finger measurement, this 2 inches, short edge. Then Mother Yashoda went, got anchor, took another rope and joined, and she is trying to again bind, and another 2 inches short edge. Then she took another rope, then another 2 inches rope, short edge. So more rope she is bringing, each time 2 inches stoppage. A shortage. And Krishna, he is shouting, screaming. He is saying, oh, Mother Rohini, where are you? Please come. Mother Yashoda binding me. Please release me, release me. Oh, Balaram, my dear brother Balaram, where are you? Please come. Rescue me, rescue me. But Mother Rohini, Balaram, that day they had gone to Upananda's house. Some ceremony was taking place. So they were invited. So they had gone. And Krishna is screaming, somebody come rescue me, Mother Yashoda binding me. So the nearby ladies, they heard, what is going on in Mother Yashoda's house, why Krishna is screaming? So they all came and they saw that Mother Yashoda trying to bind Krishna. So they are thinking, because every day they come to complain Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda does not believe. When they say, oh, your son is stealing butter from our house, Mother Yashoda would say, oh, why my son will go to your house to steal butter? You think I have no butter in my house? So she would not accept. And today, the ladies, they were very happy. Oh, now Krishna getting some good medicine from his mother. So they want to see the fun, what is going on. And they see how Mother Yashoda is trying her best to bind, using one after another rope. She is using the rope. They used to milk the cows, and she had 900,000 cows, so how many ropes she must have, and all the ropes she has used. Then these ladies, village ladies, neighborhood ladies, telling, oh Mother Yashoda, why are so obstinate? Just leave this boy alone. Everybody's how the kids, they become little naughty like this. For becoming little naughty, how can you become so heavy on your darling son like this? No, but Mother Yashoda, saying, no, what you know? You are outside ladies. I have to be worried by for my son. I want to make him a nice human being. You don't understand all these things. Get lost from here. So she is chasing them and trying again to bind Krishna. Then this lady is then teasing Mother Dasada. Oh, Mother Dasada, we think you can't bind this boy. You have no potential to bind this boy. But Mother Dasada, she doesn't understand. She can't understand what is wrong. She doesn't understand. I am using thousands of ropes. Still I can't bind. She can't understand the greatness of Krishna. Rather, she is thinking, oh, my baby is simply naughty. Because he is naughty, somehow or other I cannot bind him. And these ladies are teasing him, oh, Mother Dasada, we think we will not be able to bind him. Mother Dasada then becoming more angry. You are saying, I cannot bind him, a small boy. I'll try up to evening. I'll use all my ropes in my house and I'll see where is the end to the waist of this boy. I'll find the end of this boy. So she's getting more angry, more obstinate, trying to bind. But as many as ropes she's using, got consumed, used, but still 2 inches shortage. Like once Guru Maharaj was telling, why 2 inches shortage? Because to bind Krishna, we need two things. The Krishna's mercy and endeavor. Now Mother Yashoda is trying, endeavoring. But even if she's endeavoring, but Sikya is not able to bind. Why she is not able to bind? Because when she is trying to bind, that time Krishna early morning, Krishna wants to go to play with his friends. So Krishna's business is simply desires and his Leela Shakti arrange everything. When Krishna is desiring to go out to play, then his Leela Shakti is thinking, oh, who is this Mother Yashoda? My Lord wants to go out and play with his friends. And she is trying to bind him. So that's why the small waist of Krishna, the Leela Shakti invests the all-pervading nature. He becomes so big, even if it looks small, the Leela Shakti puts the all-pervading nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead there, that manifests at that moment. So as a result, Krishna has no outside, no inside. If you have no outside, how can you put rope around it? So she invested that all-pervading nature, the vast expansion of Krishna. That's why all the ropes she is using getting shortage. Then finally, Mother Yashoda trying. Finally, to the end of the day, she is sweating, or flowers falling from her head, the sari getting loosened. Then finally Krishna thought, oh, my mother is so tired now. So he felt very compassionate. Oh, my mother trying to bind me. So by seeing the steadiness of Mother Yashoda to bind Krishna, then Krishna thought, oh, let my mother bind me. So as soon as he thought like this, immediately Leela Shakti appeared there, invested, took away the vastness. Then again, Krishna's waist became small, and Mother Yashoda found that the past rope she had used to bind, Krishna is bound that rope by that rope and all other rope just lying there and not used even it. Then Mother Yashoda left Krishna and told some of his friend, Krishna's friend, that you boys, you should guard Krishna so that he will not run away from here. Then Mother Yashoda went to do her household activities. Then the boys, Krishna could ask them, okay, you please come and release me. But Krishna did not do that. After getting bound by the rope of bhakti of Mother Yashoda, Krishna felt so happy. But Krishna did not want to release himself from that. Krishna saying, oh, my mother has bound me with so much love and affection, so I should stay bound like this. Then after some time, he saw these two trees. What is the name of trees? Jamalarjuna, they are cast Manigriva Nalakubara. So by seeing there he became very compassionate, which for a long time they are bound because the two Gandharvas, Kubera, the son of Kubera, so they were cursed, they appeared as two trees. Then Krishna became compassionate upon them, and then Krishna went called up to every day Krishna would see. But Krishna was not compassion up to them. But today, he is compassion. Why compassion? Because today he is arrested. So he knows the taste of arrest. Somebody got arrested. How suffocated it is. So now he is thinking, these two guys been in this condition for millions of years. So they must be suffering so much. I have been arrested for a few minutes by my mother. This is so much suffocated for me. So let me go and deliver these two entities. Then Krishna called in between both the trees. The tree fell, making a huge sound. Then all the Brajavasis, they ran. Hey, what happened? What happened? Then they saw these two trees have fallen and Krishna is there crawling. Then Nanda Maharaj is not there also. Then all the Brajavasis, they came, they are getting on Mother Yashoda's case. Oh, how can you do like this? Just see, Krishna would die now. This must be some demons must have come in the form of this tree. Then Nanda Maharaj also came. And Nanda Maharaj get on the Mother Yashoda's case, that how he can become so heavy upon our darling son for little mischievous. So Mother Yashoda feeling very bad, very sad, oh, everybody getting on her case. And Krishna saying, so I will not go to Mother Yashoda, she is getting on my case, I will not go to anymore, I will not go to her. And Nanda Maharaj saying, all the ladies saying, Nanda Maharaj saying, okay, you don't go to Mother Yashoda, so you go to Mother Rohini. Mother Rohini will take care of you. Krishna saying, no, 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 I will not go to her. When I was in problem, I was shouting, screaming, she did not come to protect me, rescue me, I will not go to her. Then all the ladies saying, you don't go to your mother, you don't stay with her mother, then who will feed you milk? How will you drink milk if you stay with her father? Your father has no milk. Then he said, no, I will drink cow's milk. Cows are my mother, I will not drink my mother's milk. So in this way, Krishna is very angry upon Mother Yashoda. Then finally, Nanda Maharaj to test Krishna. Nanda Maharaj saying, oh, Krishna, yes, yes, your mother is very bad. So I should punish her? Should I go and beat her? Then Lord Krishna saying, no, don't beat her. No. Immediately, because Krishna is angry, but when he heard that Nanda Maharaj is going to beat his mother and punish her, then she said, no, then caught hold of Nanda Maharaj's hand. So in this way, Krishna, then the story goes more, but now its time is up, so I will not go more. So this is the sweet pastimes of Krishna, stealing butter. So I'll just read very quickly. One nice ashtak composed by Vallabhacharya, explaining that Krishna is stealing, he is very expert thief. So anybody steal, any thief, is punished. And Krishna is just gone stealing. He will never put into prison house. He will never be punished. But who can punish Krishna? Krishna can punish everybody. Krishna can put the whole universe, all the living entity in the bondage. But who can put Krishna into prison house? Yes, his devotees can put him into prison house. So in this mood he has composed a song. He sang, Braja Prasiddham Navanita Chauram. You are very famous for stealing butter in Braja, in Vrindavan. Then what else you are stealing? Gopang Ananang Cha Dukulang Chauram. You are very famous for stealing the saris of gopis. Anek Janmar Jitapapa Chauram. You also steal the people, they accumulate sinful activity, reaction for many, many lives. Then you also eradicate them, you steal that. Chauragra Ganna Purusam Namami. I pay my humble obeisances to that thief, the best thief. I want to pay my obeisances. What else you have stolen? Siradhikaya Hridayasa Chauram. You have stolen the heart of Srimati Radharani. Nabam Buddha Samalakanti Chauram. You have stolen the color of cloud. The color of cloud is equal to color of Krishna. So he's saying you have stolen that color from him. And what you steal? Pada Sritanang the Samasta Chauram. If somebody takes shelter at your lotus feet, you steal everything from him. Krishna saying, Narayana saying, Jad Aham Anugrahami Harisheta Dhanam Sanai. One who surrenders unto me, I steal everything from him. I pay my humble obeisances to that best thief. Akinchana Kritta Padasritanga Karati Bhikkhum Pathigeha Hinam. If somebody takes shelter at your lotus feet, how you reciprocate to him? You make him a beggar. You make him deprived of house. You make him a beggar and you put him on the street. Oh, केनोपि यः भीषण चौरम इद्रिक दिष्ट सुतवान जगत्रयपि आई हैव नॉट सीन सच्चे हाई क्लास थीप इन थ्री वर्ल्ड्स आई हैव नेवर हार्ड इवन इफ सच ए थीप लाइक यू इवन इफ जदियो नामापि हरति अशेष गिरी प्रसारणम अपि पापराशिं योर होलीनेम इज सो पावरफुल यू कैन रिमूव somebody has accumulated sinful activities like a mountain, you can remove that also. So he is saying, Ashtarya Rupa Nanucharam Idrik Dishta Sutaba Maya Kadapi. Oh, I am very surprised. I have never seen or I have never heard even if such kind of thief could exist. So now he is saying, O Lord Krishna, you have stolen everything from me. Dhanam cha manam cha tatha indriyanam pranascharitva mama sarvam eva. O Krishna, you have stolen my dhana, all my opulence, my mana, all my prestige, everything, my prana, my life you have stolen me, my senses you have stolen me. Palaya se kutra dhuta adda chaura. O thief, after stealing everything, where are you running? Today I have caught hold of you. So what I will do? I'll give you some punishment. What is that punishment? Tvang bhakti damasi maya niruddha. I'll bind you today by the rope of my bhakti. So, this rope I'll bind you is so powerful. Even if you are very powerful, chindasi ghoram jamapasa bandham, you are very powerful. You can deliver people from the bondage of jamaraj. Bhintasi bhimam bhavapasa bandham, you can deliver people from this material bondage. Chintansi sarvasya samasta bandham, you can deliver people from all the bondage. But naiva atmana bhakta kitam tu bandham, you are able to do, to cut off all the bondage. But one bondage you cannot cut off, that when you are bound by your devotee. So in this way I will bind you by the rope of bhakti, but that is not the end of your punishment. Then what I will do you? I will put you into prison house. So what is that prison house? Mat manase tamas rasi ghore karagrihe dukkha maya nibaddha. I will put in the prison house of my mind, my heart, and there you suffer. Labhasya he chaura hare chiraya so chaurja dosa uchitam eva dandam. O Hari, now you have been stealing always. So this is the proper punishment. Now you go and suffer in prison house. And for how long it is a punishment? Here they give punishment for 5 years, 10 years, no sentence. One life, two life sentence. In America they give two life sentence, somebody. But here he is getting a big sentence. He is saying, karagrihe basa sada hidaya madiye madbhakti pasa dridabandhanam nischalasan. You sit there in the prison house of my heart. And how long you will sit? Tvang Krishna hai pralaya koti satantara api sarvasa chaura hridayat na hiya mochayami. Hey Krishna, you will sit within the heart of my heart, in the prison house of my heart. For many, many times, this universe will be created and annihilated, created and annihilated, but still you will be there. Sarvasa chaura, oh, thief of everything, you have stolen everything from me. So now, I will bind you by the rope of bhakti and I will put you into the prison house of my heart and na iha mochayami, and never ever in future I will release you from this prison house. So this is the punishment that Vallabhacharya is thinking. So this is the sweet reciprocation between the devotees and Lord Krishna. So this month, Damodar month, so we should do Damodar Vrata. Prabhupada the minimum has told the 4 things we should refrain. But there are many other things. The best thing is to give Pradeep. This month whoever will give Pradeep will accumulate lot of attention, draw attention of Krishna. Just to give the importance of Pradeep, how powerful it is. One day in one temple, one Brahman put Pradeep there, lamp, ghee lamp. So after some day he closed the door and left. And in India, in temple room, all scorpion, cockroach, and rats, everything they reside there. Lord is very merciful in India for them. He gives shelter. So when this lamp was just about to leave, so there is a rat. So the rat climbed to eat ghee there. Ghee weeks, no? So this lamb was just about to leave, and the rat went to eat the ghee, and what happened? Now he pushed little bit that wig. When he pushed by his mouth little bit wig, then that wig gave little bit more flame. Instead of that Pradeep got put off, got more flame. So he got more flame, and then the rat caught fire. Rat died and went back to Godhead. Why, you know? Because unknowingly, Vinipi, he pushed little bit, and Lord thought, oh, he did a maha arati to me. So now imagine, if he gets that much result, unknowingly doing little bit, and if with love and devotion, especially month of Kartik, we do Dipada, and then how much good benefit we'll have. The two important things, giving Pradeep, taking care of Tulasi, also very important. Cleaning the Tulasi garden, giving water, and also banyan tree, asastha tree, amla fruits. There are different things. Of course, easy in India to observe all this. In this country, many things you will not find. But at least we can find Srimad Bhagavatam and Harinam, which is not difficult to avail. So this month, more time we should spend and chanting few rounds, extra rounds. We should have sankalpa, then read regularly Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, do Damodar Vrata. Jaya Damodar Vrata ki.
Jaya.
So thank you all very much for giving your association, giving me shelter here at your temple. I liked very much. Please try to come sometime to Mayapur. If I can render any service unto you, let me know. Hare Krishna. Dasla Prabhupada ki.
Jaya.
It's getting late for me.